I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Behind the game, here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Not the news you want to hear as a Falcon fan. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man.
Don't make me upset because I've been on the golf course and I haven't heard this news. Is this going to make me upset?
Well, look, I was busy this morning talking with people and running around town and doing all these things. And then bloop, bloop, because we're not at practice. And the folks that cover practice, like our Joe Patrick, all the folks that are up there, started reporting that Caleb McGarry was carted off at practice today.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, not being there, saying, okay, now I'm hitting everybody up that is, and I'm saying, what's the deal? What'd you see? What happened? And, look, the bottom line is he's going to get an MRI. There is no news as of yet. But my fingers are crossed, Mike, but whenever anybody gets carted off, it just puts a, you know, it's a gut punch. And so he left the field. They stopped the music today. I know you guys have been up there on the hill. You know, they're jamming out, having fun, and trying to keep some energy at practice. Music stops. Yeet! Everybody's on the field, and everybody's saying, what's the deal with Caleb McGarry? Not the news you want to hear.
Yeah, and remember, guys, Storm Norton, who did a really good job backing up McGarry, being the swing tackle, he's been out for the last couple of weeks. He's not been able to get the full reps that he normally would get in his Falcon training camp. So that means Elijah Wilkinson is the backup. This is a scary – guys, this is not hype. This is not us getting overreaction. But this is really bad because the blind side is now a major problem for your Falcons offensive line. You got to protect Michael Penix Jr. McGarry is a guy they had a lot of faith in. I have faith in Storm Norton. I don't have faith in Elijah Wilkinson. And Storm, I hope Storm will be ready to go by, if this is as bad as we may think it is with McGarry, Carl, that Storm Norton's good to go week one.
Yeah, I look, I trust the first team O-line. Mike and I have talked a lot about this over the last 3.5-4 weeks. They have looked really good, whether it was the joint practices with the Titans or just going up against our guys. I think they have given me a lot of confidence that we're going to be fine. Like, come Sunday, first week of the NFL season. But this changes that, because whether you think Caleb McGarry is any good, and by the way, remember, they gave him a 2-year extension. That happened during camp, and it was quiet as kept. And, Mike, they kept it moving because they believe in Caleb McGarry. So, to your point, now who's stepping in and who's stepping up? And you say Wilkinson. He's a guy that is at least a vet, has started a bunch of games, was with this team, left, came back. Okay, I don't know if that's going to be the answer. But main thing for me right now is just to say, okay, maybe this is a sprain. Maybe this is not as severe. But if it is, and he's out long-term, Mike Bell, it's time to get on the phone and make a deal.
Yep.
It's time to go get somebody.
But here's the thing, man. Try to find, you know, some starting tackles in this league. How many teams have the depth? I mean, not many. Remember the year the Eagles lost? Peters went out in 17, and they went all the way, and they won the championship with the next man up. We had everybody clean in 16 until Alex Mack hurt his leg, and the NFC Championship kind of came up in the second half of the Super Bowl. But that was the year everybody stayed healthy. Storm Norton is a really good swing man and a good backup. If Storm Norton's good to go, I don't like it, but I'm not as freaked out about this proposition right now of McGarry maybe missing a couple of weeks. I don't know. They're going to get an MRI on it. Guys, Falcon fans, seriously, cross your fingers on this one because this is bad news for the blind side.
404-726-0929. We've been very lucky, by the way. You've heard us report and talk about injuries around the NFL, but not about our Falcons. And this is the reason, okay, that I always say these injuries can happen at any point. It shouldn't keep you from playing guys in the preseason. You could get hurt at practice. We talk about this all the time. But we've been very lucky up to this point to not have any starters really be taken back by, you know, any kind of injury or miss significant time. The guys that have been injured, like the Troy Andersons of the world, and we're going to let you hear what Ross had to say here in just a minute about that, he hasn't practiced. So there was really no expectation because we really haven't seen him. But guys that have been practicing and the guys that we are counting on, Mike, have been out there for the most part. You guys can hit us up. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game and this show at Dukes and Bell 929. Now, Raheem Morris, before today's practice, had a lot to say. And one of the things is, Mike, this is perplexing to me. He's not ruling out Troy Andersen for week one. But he would not say definitively whether Troy Andersen would be ready. How?
He hasn't practiced one day with the Falcons in pads. We're talking about Troy Andersen. I mean, I thought they might even just be some kind of a cut and a medical settlement at some point. I don't know. Never seen this guy at practice this year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's interesting. I mean, like I said, we have not been there the last week. So unless he's out there in pads, and I have not seen anything about that, I've seen everything about him in street clothes. So that was news to me when I saw that today.
How? I don't get it. All right, you were just talking about Storm Norton. See, this show is fluid, and this is why you always need to tune in. You don't know what's going to happen, what's going to come down. So we were talking about the backup tackle situation, the swing guy. Well, don't count on Storm Norton. Big O, what's going on?
From Mr. Adam Schefter 2 minutes ago, Falcons offensive tackle Storm Norton underwent ankle surgery Tuesday and is now expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks, per source.
This is bad. Okay, Elijah Wilkinson is not good. And with all due respect to Coach Ra and his confidence about the second team, you saw with your own eyes how bad our second team offensive line was against the Titans on Friday night. This is bad. Real bad. They better go. Now, to Carl's point, now you got to go find somebody. You might have to spend a draft pick to find somebody.
You got
to
go get help. And I mean that. If this offense is going to be what we need it to be, guys, you can always fill the void for a week or two. You can't do it for a 7 or 18-game season. And as the games progress and they get more and more important, and as the season gets going, we know this. Like, you got to have people you can count on and really trust. And so that's where I think this is going now, especially with the Storm Norton news. Mike just said, we're not sure. Well, now we are. 6 to 8 weeks out. Okay, that changes things for me completely. Terry's got it. Terry, get on the phone right now. Terry Fontenot. Right. Get on the phone and let's bring in another tackle that either has experience, Mike, maybe he's just retired. I don't know who they have in that little black book of theirs. But at the end of the day, now you're talking about two tackles that you were counting on. One we know is gone for 6 to 8 weeks. The other, a big question mark right
Where
now.
Where is
Terry?
Get on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, for those guys out there who feel, oh, you guys are making a bit, this is the offensive line. It hasn't been a problem all camp. It's been really good. We talked about Ryan Neusel plugging in last year. Offensive line is considered one of the better ones in the NFL. But as Carl said, McGarry just got a contract extension. This is the blind side. For those who don't follow, this is Michael Penix is left-handed. So this is guys, the pass rush coming from that side. Now, I know that Terry and I'm sure Rob will say they're confident in Elijah Wilkinson. I don't know anybody on that second offensive line who's done anything that looks good this preseason at all. Okay, we've seen them at camp. We've seen them in the scrimmage against Tennessee. Not good. Not starting quality at the right tackle position.
Okay. And here's what else is crazy. As we were talking about getting ready for this third preseason game, Raheem also saying today that Natron Brooks will get a nickel corner playing time this week. Billy Bowman can play that role. But neither one of these edge rushers that we drafted are going to play. Now, James Pierce has played As a matter of fact, he played in the second half last week. He will not play Friday against the Cowboys. Neither will Jalen Walker. But that shouldn't surprise you with what we've said about these injuries and how he's been feeling with the hammy or the groin, whatever it might be at this point. But, Mike, those guys will not play on Friday.
Yeah, man. I'm just curious, and we'll have to go, and Day-Day will look it up. I mean, it's not like it's like right at everybody's fingers like a Rolodex about, you know, who's a quality, you know, backup tackle that somebody would be willing to part with. Because if you've got a good backup tackle who's, you know, in the backup position, it's probably a decent salary control,
yeah.
And you don't want to lose that depth. So it's not like something you can just order up. You know, this is, and anybody you're going to get who's a free agent is a bum. He's been cut, and he's out there on the float. So that again, this is bad, bro.
And by the way, this is what the scouting department is for. We are not privy to how they look at other players around the league or who they may have been interested, you know, and they didn't invite to camp. And you just don't know, like, okay, we're really high on this guy, but we think higher of this guy. And if it was a different situation, maybe that guy would be here. A lot of that goes on in the NFL, but Mike, we're not privy to that. So
now,
we got to wait and see how they look at this and how they're going to try to figure it out.
Sorry to cut you off. Elijah Wilkinson has started 45 games mm-hmm. in the NFL, mm-hmm. but I'm just telling you, have you guys been watching the second team in the preseason? This offensive line is not good. The backups are not good.
All right. I'm trying to think, who else have we been talking about that may be a because the problem is, the reason why Wilkinson is interesting, he played guard first.
Right.
Then he played tackle. So we talk about this cross-training thing in the National Football League where guys, he can play both or he can play one or the other. That's why he's valuable.
Size-wise, he's a big fella, 6'5", but 310.
Yeah, Elijah is. But the other problem is, if you're saying, well, what about some of these other linemen? They may not have that ability or that cross-training we're talking about where they are a guard and now they can go play tackle or vice versa. That's why Elijah Wilkinson is the guy that we keep talking about that's going to step in, and apparently he did at practice today. All right, your thoughts are welcome. Doesn't tank the season, okay, relax, but you got to figure this out. And you got to get fixed before week one because I feel like, Mike, the Bucs are going to be challenging up front. They were last year. They may be even better this year with their front seven. 404-726-0929, that is the number. Again, you can do some things schematically to help there. But at the end of the day, everybody in the league knows you just probably lost your left tackle, your right tackle. And we'll see what the results are with the MRI. But, Mike, if I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm looking at that and I'm rubbing my hands together.
Yeah, I mean, guys, this is the thing we talked about the other day after the scrimmage with Tennessee. If you've been listening to the show, we said second-team offensive line is not great. So this isn't a hot take. Okay, you lose Caleb McGarry and Storm Norton is out 6 to 8 weeks with ankle surgery, you don't have a right tackle. You don't have one. We don't have a right tackle. By definition. Problem. Freaking me out, Carl. Having a great day till I walked in and all this news dropped.
It's a lot of news.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
Yeah, a lot of news. There just is. We got a lot more to get to when it comes to the Falcons. Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated throughout the course of the afternoon. And by the way, the irony to all of this is, coming up in about 20 minutes, we are going to start this evaluation of our head coach. And guess what? Here you go. This is a problem that needs to be solved. Part of coaching in the NFL is not guys getting guys motivated. These guys make millions of dollars.
Right.
It's fixing problems and solving problems, Mike, and understanding what your team needs week in and week out to win. We're going to talk about it regardless of what happened today, but this now, it gives it a little bit more oomph when you start talking about Raheem Morris and what we think going into the season, things that he's going to need to do. So that's on the way in 20 minutes, but this news is what is right in front of us right now, Falcon fans.
For those who don't remember, Elijah Wilkinson, he was here in 22. I think you mentioned Center started 7 games for us at left guard, and then he got placed on IR. And then he wound up in Arizona. He was a left guard, to Carl's point, not tackle. He went on IR again. So anytime he's played, staying healthy has been a concern for Elijah Wilkinson. And then he was assigned to our practice squad last season, started 9 games, as we mentioned, in 22, on the active roster. So he was a backup last year. But it's not like you got a guy that's technically a right tackle, to Carl's point. And even though he has started 45 games, he's had an injury issue in his career. So that's the concern.
Yeah, and look, if you are going, Dukes and Bill, why didn't they draft one? Because it wasn't a need. You had, or you thought, going, got to go back to the draft, guys. Yeah. You can't think about it now.
Well, you got Storm Norton. You thought you had an insurance policy, a swing guy. The odds of losing both tackles in the season are astronomical.
There you go. And so you don't draft one when you knew what you needed defensively. It made total sense. So you can't be mad about, oh, they should have drafted a guy. That's not where we were. 404-726-0929. Teams deal with these injuries, guys. We are the latest. And when you talk about O-line, I think it just becomes very difficult to just insert somebody and go, hey, he'll be fine. You know, you lose, and we say this, a lot of these teams, including our own, you lose a star wide receiver, Mike, you lose your star running back, it changes your team completely, and you lose one of your stud offensive linemen. Again, McGarry just got an extension.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They think highly of him.
So Caleb McGarry is going to get an MRI for a leg injury. So fingers crossed on that. I mean, look, that could go one of two ways. You know, when you hear carted off, all big guys get carted off. They're not going to have him walk under his own power. So it could be, maybe sounds worse than it is, you know, trying to be glass half full. But, you know, the next man up is Storm Norton. He's not out there. So it's the next man up with Elijah Wilkinson. That's the issue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.